Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to a Monday, Valentine's Day, post-Super Bowl, big-time announcement at NDSU kind of day for What's on Your Mind. Reminding ourselves once again where we live, the greatest country on the face of the earth, as Aaron Tippin will tell us.
Me where I come from. Here's what I tell everyone.
I think he's going to tell us, Kev. Isn't he going to tell us?
Oh, yeah. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a Monday edition of the program. A few questions for you today on the program. Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States, will join myself and Senator Kevin Cramer in an interview you'll hear Friday on the Talk Radio Town Hall. What would you like us to ask him? What are your suggested questions or topics for President Trump? That's a little bit of breaking news today. That's worthy a little dun-dun-dun breaking news, isn't it, Kev?
Big time.
45th President of the United States joining us this week on the program. And I never like to do interviews of the, kind of big-time variety without really leaning into the audience and getting the best questions. Sometimes they cause an international incident. You remember that story of the time that I interviewed Vice President Cheney in the Oval Office a few days before the midterm election of the first term of George W. Bush? And I asked him a question from our audience. The question was during the whole intelligence tools, war on terror era, bring you back to that. And remember the waterboarding controversy?
Yeah.
How dare we waterboard somebody? And remember the angry left said, it doesn't work and, da-da-da-da-da. So one of our listeners said, Mr. Vice President, if it takes dunking a terrorist in water to save lives, it's what we call in North Dakota a no-brainer. Would you agree it's a no-brainer? And he chuckled and then answered yes, and then went on to talk about the string of success in lives that were saved as a result of that particular technique. It quickly became an international incident, and Tony Snow, then the White House press secretary, spent an entire press briefing answering questions from the media about how dare Vice President Cheney say such thing, and the fact that he had acknowledged that waterboarding did in fact take place when the administration previously had not given that information. Wasn't my question, Kev. Question came right from the audience, and it was a good one. So bring them on, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to my Facebook page. You can send us an email. ScottH@flagfamily.com. You can text us today at 701-237-1590 with your questions for 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump. I am at NDSU today, actually specifically at the McGovern Alumni Center on the campus of NDSU. We're here today because the big reveal is happening. They are ending a campaign, In Your Hands Capital campaign, which means a lot of people have been part of a core group out there talking to alumnus. There are over 100,000 NDSU alumnus alive today. And a core group of people went out and said, will you give to NDSU? And you can give to a scholarship. You can give to athletics. You can give to, a specific cause. We're going to chat tomorrow on the program with Bob and Sheila Challey. And the Challeys have given generously to NDSU. There's the Challey School of Music, and have been part of many things, including that great NDSU marching band who will be here today. And, you know, they are the co-chairs along with the Swantecs for this campaign. There are rumors that the campaign has ended early because not only did they hit their goal, but they went significantly over their goal. Their goal was $400 million. And they're going to announce at 10:30 today what the number is. Governor Doug Burgum, an alumnus, will be here, along with President Bresciani and his wife and a whole host of NDSU alum. And we will cover it all live today on What's On Your Mind, because the big reveal is at 10:30 today. So we are here for that. What did you think of the Super Bowl? What did you think of the commercials? And just how horrible was the halftime show? All questions I have for you today. And invite your calls, questions, and comments on the program, as we always do, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550.
Now, why would you say horrible halftime show? Because you didn't like it?
Well, it was horrible.
No, we talked about this all morning on the morning show. I have a number of 30-something, 40-something, early 40-something friends that thought it was one of the best ever. Because that's their music. That was what, you know, and that's what I found really weird. I didn't get into it. I'm not a fan of rap or hip-hop at all. But I thought, you know, the production was pretty solid on it. Just not really my thing. But, again, I didn't think it was horrible. I just think it was not my thing. It wasn't for me, but a lot of people really got into it and really
all
liked
right.
it.
That's probably fair, Kev. That's probably fair.
It is. Absolutely.
I'm dating myself by hating it.
That's the thing. But that's the bottom line.
Can there ever be entertainment, just as entertainment, without some yahoo thinking they've got to slam somebody politically or make some political point?
Please.
And when Eminem, who, by the way, I thought went the way of, like, Glenn Miller. I didn't even know Eminem was still a thing. But, you know, what is he, like, 60 is Eminem? Anyway.
52, I think, or something. Oh, yeah, he's
okay.
Up there. They're all up in the 50s.
Right. So give up the rap. You know, go get a, a harp or something. I don't know. And, by the way, speaking of harps, did we need a harp for the Star Spangled Banner? That was a little weird. I don't know. Here's my thing. Did you hear Eminem slam Trump?
I didn't. I wasn't paying much. Like I said, it wasn't really my thing. I wasn't paying much attention to it. It was on. I wasn't really watching it. I saw it, you know. But what did he say? I didn't even catch that.
Oh, you know, Trump this
yeah.
and Trump that and B-I-T-C-H and, you know. Yeah,
yeah,
right. I mean, just like, just sing. Shut up and sing.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I don't,
for everybody.
Yeah, I don't get it. So, but Kevin's right. I mean, maybe that's your thing. Maybe you enjoyed the entertainment portion of it. Even if you did, I hope you realize Eminem doing what he did just totally takes away from the entertainment, you know? Travis in Groton, North Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Travis, is it Groton?
Groton, South Dakota, I'm betting.
South Dakota, yeah, there you go. Okay. Travis, what's on your mind
yeah,
today?
It's South Dakota, but hey, I heard you just on the radio talking about, hey, what questions you're going to ask Donald Trump here or whatever you're doing that. And my question is, and it should be the first question out there, is are we ever going to quit spending? And with that, you want to get reelected? Personally, hands down. Which would be the biggest thing or huge, like he always says, is a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. Nothing's bigger than that. Nothing will turn around our country, hopefully, around faster than that. I mean, it's honestly, it was kind of a shame to watch him spend that much money as he did. But, I mean, I understand it. But at the same time, if we keep going down this path, it's not good. And I don't know. We can't live like that. The people that, you know, are in debt and then all that. It never ends well for you, and it's not going to end well for our country. It's first and foremost. I mean, after that is probably the border and security and police and all the different stuff. And I say, well, you guys are talking about the halftime show I watched, and I'm 36 years old, and it was, I don't know. It was a show. It wasn't entertainment. It wasn't music. I don't know what I told my kids. This is don't pay attention to it. But, you know, with the whole Trump thing, with spending, 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 and after that you get the rest of your house in order with everything else. So I'll let you guys talk about it. I hope you guys ask it. Make sure, if he ever wants to come to South Dakota, we'd be more than willing to have Trump come out here. We got a good governor that would come up and probably meet him up here. So after that, I got to go sort cattle. So I hope you guys have a great rest of the day and ask some good questions.
Thank you, Travis. Appreciate the call. Good South Dakota common sense there. It is a good question. There's no doubt about it. And we'll lift that question and actually ask some version of that for you, Travis, for the 45th president. Welcome others at 258-0550. I think the way I would answer it if I was Trump, that if you're going to spend, you spend on priorities, and then you make sure you put a framework in place so the economy grows to support the spending. Because what Biden has done is the exact opposite. He's destroyed the economy, and then he's spending ridiculously more than Trump. You know, it reminds me of Barack Obama, who said while he was a candidate, happened to say it in Fargo, North Dakota, a candidate for president in 2008, he called George W. Bush's debt of $8 trillion immoral. You remember that, Kev? He was at Yonker Farm up north. He said, it's immoral, okay? Immoral. $8 trillion. Can't believe Bush did that, rather. And guess what Obama-Biden left office with? $16 trillion in debt. They doubled it, so they're double immoral.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Valentine's Day edition of What's on Your Mind. We love our listeners. L-O-V-E, love our listeners. And we love introducing our listeners to great products as well. And we have the honor on What's on Your Mind of being the longest running partner of any talk radio program in the country, local and or national, with MyPillow. Did you know that, Kev?
How about that? I did not. Congrats.
There's one reason for that. It's our listeners. Because they keep buying, they keep supporting the product, and so it's a great partnership with our friends at MyPillow. And something we're quite proud of here. And the level of results that our audience delivers for our advertisers is incredible. You, the listeners that we love, L-O-V-E, keep supporting the sponsors who back this program up. And whenever you hear on any of our stations, Flag Family Stations, KTGO, Boomin' to the Bakken, the Red River Valley's 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch, AM 1100, FM 92.3, or out west, AM 1090, FM 92.7, or 550, the iHeartMedia stations, KLTC. You hear advertisements on those stations during What's on Your Mind. You support them. You're supporting this program. You're giving us partnerships like we have with MyPillow. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. And today, if you go to MyPillow.com, order anything. Could be the sheets at the lowest price ever, Giza Dream Sheets. Could be any of the sleepwear products, which are really good. I have a waffle blanket that's become like an heirloom you got from Grandma. It's that good, and it's less than a year old. I got it from MyPillow. Mattress toppers. Just keep going down the line. They're all fantastic, okay? And all you need to do is order any product. You decide what you want. Maybe it's the pillows. Maybe it's the slippers. Automatically, in your cart at checkout, will be a free book from Mike Lindell, from Crack Addict to CEO, What Are the Odds? Free book with any purchase from Mike Lindell for our listeners when you use the promo code Scott at Flag. Excuse me, Scott at MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, or FrankSpeech.com, okay? Promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. Back at the NDSU Alumni Center, big announcement at 10:30. We'll have that live. Also, a trucker is going to join us to talk about a U.S. Freedom Convoy. He's actually Canadian but lives in the United States. Great story coming up bottom of the hour. And Rick Becker, candidate for the United States Senate, primary challenge against Senator John Hoeven. He was quite critical of spending in his announcements. We'll talk a little about the spending issue and just what you would do on that issue as well. So one of the reasons I don't think he'll get President Trump's endorsement, because he was quite critical of the last number of years specific to spending, but so was the caller. Leah Fargo, you're next at 258-0550. What's on your mind, Leah?
Yes, I have a question for President Trump when you get to talk to him. I would like to ask how he's going to turn around the situation in Iran. U.S. foreign policy under Mike Pompeo was maximum pressure and no appeasement. And obviously, Joe Biden has done exactly the opposite. And what it has led to is a sign of weakness on the part of the United States, besides the Afghanistan fiasco. And I think that's what's emboldened Russia to be on the Ukraine border and China to take Taiwan. So I was wondering what his plan would be to reverse that when now it is very close, Iran is very close to getting a nuclear weapon. And they've promised to bomb Israel and then the United States. So when people say death to America, I kind of believe them. So I was just wondering what he would do about that to turn it around quickly.
Another fantastic question, which is why we love our audience. That's a great question for him, Leah. We'll add that to the list for sure. Here's how I'd answer it if I were him. Just do what you say you're going to do and be very transparent about what your options are. Or in the case of, communicating effectively what the possibilities are, maybe don't say things like, well, if you do a minor incursion, no problem. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe you don't show your hand of weakness. But I think the Trump way put North Korea in a box. You know, there was plenty of rhetoric going around, but do you think anybody dared to cross him, Leah, in a foreign policy sense?
No, because they knew that what he said he would do. And he also froze the assets. And now, basically, Joe Biden, under Secretary Blinken, is giving Iran every single thing they've asked for, and they have given nothing to the United States in return, except the fickle promise, or the feckless promise, I'll say, that they're not going to come up with a nuclear bomb, and, you know, maybe during Biden's tenure, which I hope is very short-lived. But that's beside the point. But I think it's a very dangerous proposition. Mike Pompeo said that when he was Secretary of State, he said there is absolutely no reason why Iran should ever have a nuclear weapon. And, of course, Israel shares that same sentiment.
Don't you wonder sometimes that if, you know, this policy is one in which they think, you know, you just got to be a little kinder and gentler and love these folks, and that this is really the way they think? Or is this intentional? Under Obama, I always thought he had this chip on his shoulder for the United States. And, you know, going way back to, his father and his roots, and always saw America as the aggressor. And so he's always trying to, like, bring us down and bring them up. I don't think that's necessarily Biden's M.O., but you really have to wonder if this is incompetence, naive trust in others, or if it is literally intentional. I don't know the answer to that, Leah, but what are your thoughts?
I think it comes from, first of all, I really would like to see President Biden take the same psychological exam or the mental acuity exam that Donald Trump took. And I'd like to know whether or not we should, you know, pull the 25th Amendment and have him resign, because obviously he's not making a lot of these decisions. And when he does speak, it is very obvious that he has cognitive issues. When he ran in 1988 for the very first time for the presidential nomination for the Democrat Party, afterwards he had two TIAs, like mini strokes in his brain, and I believe he's continued to have those, and I think that, or whatever, has really affected his ability to problem solve and to make decisive decisions. And this is not something that the leader of the free world can have. I mean, when we had Trump, we had a guy sleeping 4 hours a day and working the other 20 for the United States.
Relentless work ethic. You're exactly right. And there's a cost to that, too. Very wise, Leah, proving once again why we love, L-O-V-E, our listeners on this Valentine's Day. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. PetroServe USA brings you What's on Your Mind Today. We'll continue from the McGovern NDSU Alumni Center. But if you're on your way here for the big announcement at 10:30, PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, the muffins, the cookies. You can't go wrong. Tell them Scott sent you. PetroServe USA.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Up to 4,000 workers in New York City could lose their jobs at any moment because of the vaccine mandate in the Big Apple. New York City Mayor, Democrat Eric Adams.
Responsibility is clear. We said it. If you hire and you get this job, you have to be vaccinated. If you are not following the rules, you are making that decision. You're making the decision.
The top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, said Sunday that a bombshell New federal filing proves President Trump's claim he was being illegally spied on and the Russian collusion tale is a hoax. The Durham investigation named three people inside the Hillary Clinton campaign as the masterminds, including current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Representative Michael Turner said that Durham's investigation uncovered a whole new level of corruption and it's of grave concern. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Texter says, Super Bowl, super woke. Didn't even have to watch any of that crap to know it. I kind of feel like that way in general about the NFL these days. But I have to admit, they kind of, in the end, cleaned up their act. And there was really good football the last, well, I don't know, six, 7 weekends. I mean, pretty phenomenal. So, whatever. I'm never going to live or die on that. But I wanted the Bengals to win, so I'm kind of sour about the whole thing. Just saying. Let's go to Kelly in Hermosa, South Dakota. Kelly, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, good morning, sir. Are you there?
We are, loud and clear. Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. For one of the questions for President Trump, if you're asking for suggestions,
I am.
I'd ask if you could, would he promise to rescue the people that we've left and stranded to die in Afghanistan?
The answer to that question would probably be that depends on if he decides to run for president of the United States and win, though, right? You're saying if he was... Are you suggesting he lead an effort as the former president to do that, or if he decides to run again?
I would do it now. Obviously, if he runs again also, but there's a lot of people that have done everything they can, and this administration's hobbled all the efforts that the grassroots have put together to fix the mess that they've started, and it's never too early to fix it.
That's a good point. And there's some horrific stories there, horrific stories. We told a story recently about a group of Catholics who were in Afghanistan. They've now gotten out, but they're in, I think, the UAE. So same thing. They're at risk there. You can't exactly practice your faith as a Catholic, for that matter, a Christian there. So that's not exactly good. And I don't know if you heard Senator Cramer on Friday. He was on with us on the Talk Radio Town Hall last week and said that the Ukrainian government and their embassy are being more helpful on getting Kurt Groshans, the North Dakota farmer, out of Ukraine than our own State Department is. What does that tell you?
Yeah. Tells me that we need to do something sooner rather than later, and it's never too late to do the right thing.
Good point. All right, great questions. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it. And the interview with President Trump will be tomorrow afternoon. So I do welcome your questions. I'll give you another number you can call with those at 855-200-1776. Our guest is standing by here in a moment. And by the way, do we want him to run again? Should President Trump be the nominee? And it's pretty much up to him. He's either going to be king or kingmaker. And somebody earlier mentioned Mike Pompeo on the Iran question that came from the listener. I like Mike Pompeo because I think he says everything Trump does, every bit is strong, but doesn't have that giant target on his back. But he'll pretty much decide who he decides to back if it's somebody else. But I'd be interested to know what you think about that. You can text me at 701 237-1590 with your questions or an answer to that question. Should Trump run again? Let's do a little survey here today, okay? Dana and Judd, real quick, get you in here before our guest on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Valentine's Day, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. The love is flowing today around here, for sure. Go ahead, Dana.
I'd like to ask Donald Trump if he'd endorse someone like me. I'm an American farmer, small businessman. Don't have a ton of money, but I understand the system very well. And here we're taking, you know, we had oil and coal where we were energy independent 2 years ago, and now we're shipping our oil and coal in from other countries. Our coal's going to China, you know, and I want to be one of the people that stands up for America First, pledges allegiance to the American flag, not the flags of foreign countries. So I'd just like to know if he's backing on that.
Oh, that's a heck of a platform, Dana. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome today on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Patriot Mobile.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dana. PatriotMobile.com/flag family gets you the discount for veterans, for multi-line accounts. They take care of the people we care about. Why do you want to do business with a company that literally stands against everything you have in the way of values? Patriot Mobile is proudly America's first. They're anti-woke. They're as anti-woke as they can. They really are. And making the switch is so easy. 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/flag family. Tell them Scott sent you. Our next guest, Derek DePaul, in Atlanta. Excuse me, an Alberta native, Canadian, but he lives in North Dakota now, and is leading the North Dakota contingency in the trucker convoy coming up early in March. Derek, thanks for joining us. We stand with you. We're all truckers today, that's for sure, standing up for this freedom convoy. Thanks for joining us, Derek.
Not a problem, Scott. Thank you very much for having me on.
Tell me a little bit about how this all came together, Derek.
It all came together when we started seeing what Canada was doing, which couldn't be more proud of the country I came from in this sense. It's nice to see them finally standing up for their rights and their freedoms. I've never seen anything like it before out of that country. U.S. is late to the game, but we're definitely going to make a spectacle out of it.
Well, it is amazing that this all started in Canada. I'm sorry. I'm like, how is it that Canada had the lead standing up for freedom? Pretty amazing to me. But like you say, however it happened, I'm glad it happened, and it certainly is waking up others as well. Have you connected with people up there? Have you been up there? What do you know about the current situation in Ottawa and around Canada?
Well, around Canada, they're having protests throughout pretty much every major city. I know that Alberta, Saskatchewan, and amazingly enough, actually Quebec, has dropped their mandates. I talked to a buddy of mine up in Vancouver this morning here. He says they're getting ready to head down to the capital there and protest theirs. But pretty much a lot of the stuff you're seeing online, unless you're focused on the actual people that are at the movement themselves, a lot of it's for theater. Windsor, Ontario is where most of the cops are doing their arrests because there's only about 500 trucks sitting there. So there's a better ratio of cops to trucks. You can't step in Ottawa. You have to have the entire military and Canada's full police force throughout the entire nation to do anything about Ottawa. So Windsor is where they're mainly getting hit. That's the videos that people are going to be seeing.
When you say mostly theater, explain that. Who's leading the theater?
The Ontario Premier and Ottawa Mayor are the ones that are causing a lot of the ruckus and trying to enforce the officers to come in. Tow truck companies are denying going to get any help out in any way. But those are the main ones that are pushing to have this protest shut down, and by any means necessary almost.
Think about that. Just think about that, folks. And they're not succeeding, right? You mentioned the tow trucks are saying, no, thank you. They're trying to seize these accounts, the people donating money to these truckers. And again, look what they're standing for. All they're standing for is to say, hey, we're going to have freedom. I don't know why anybody isn't sitting down saying, okay, we could end this right now today by diplomatically saying, okay, the vaccine mandates end on this day. Right, but that doesn't even part of anybody in government's equation in this. They're talking about, you know, deny them gas or use some law against them. Is anybody talking about ending the vaccine mandates nationally in Canada?
Not on the national stage. Provincial stage, yes, but because they dropped the mandates in Alberta. I do believe it was Saskatchewan, and like I said, surprisingly Quebec.
Yeah,
I think there was one more as well, but I can't confirm.
Yeah, that's great. That reminds me of the states here as well. So tell me what you have planned for the U.S. You're leading the effort in the U.S. from Minot, right?
Yes, we'll be leading Minot March 3rd at 10 a.m. and going to Bismarck, where we will basically be starting the convoy all together for I-94. We will be leaving Bismarck, North Dakota at 1 p.m. and heading to Fargo, be there around 5 p.m. We'll stop for about an hour or so and then head out. Along the route to Wisconsin, we'll be meeting up with the I-90 crew out of Spokane, Washington. And then down in Illinois, we'll be meeting with the I-80 crew coming out of Portland and Seattle area. And there is also I-70 coming in just at Indianapolis. We'll be coming in out of Denver. So, and then we've got the southern routes as well. It'll be coming. There's a route heading straight across I-10 to 95. They're leaving March 1st. I think there's two leaving out of Dallas. One will be March 1st and one will be March 3rd, I think. So there's routes coming up and down from everywhere.
And what is the ultimate goal with this? What do you
see? We have started to see states starting to lower their mandates and such like that. Our biggest goal is to make sure that the country, the entire country nationwide, does so. And also the mandates that have been enforced on border crossings, on northern border, for all truckers and all workers, not just people going on vacation. When Trudeau put those in place in Canada, that no trucker is allowed to cross the border without a vaccine, Biden followed suit. So we are getting that lifted, and we are going to ensure that we are not leaving until it is written that this can never happen again. We are making sure that no government has any authority over anyone's bodily autonomy ever again. Period. You get the freedom of choice. That is what we are here for. That is what the First Amendment states. We will not leave until everything has been put right, and it is written to do so.
And how are you organizing getting more U.S. truckers to join this convoy? How many you expect? How long will you be? You're headed to the nation's capital for the end of this, correct?
Correct.
Is it going to be similar to Ottawa? Are you just going to stay until you get these answers?
Yes. I am, for me personally, I am prepared for 8 weeks. So, no, we are going to do whatever it takes to make this happen, and, yep, it's going to get done.
And you'll be in Washington, D.C. when?
We hope to arrive. I do believe we're arriving at, I think it's on the 6th. Actually, yeah, it's either 6th or 7th. I don't have my itinerary in front of me. Actually, it might be the 7th. So,
hang tight. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Any questions or comments you have for the leader of a North Dakota Freedom Convoy, 2580550. More questions for President Trump. Welcome as well. That interview tomorrow for the Friday Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. More after this. Don't go away.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. Then they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Rick Becker will join us in just a moment. Top of next hour, candidate for the U.S. Senate in the primary race against Senator John Hoeven. That'll be coming up here in a little bit. And at 10:30, we'll have live the NDSU press conference announcing the grand total of their In Your Hands fundraising campaign. They have ended this early, which means they've exceeded their goal of $400 million. The big question today will be by how much. Governor Doug Burgum will be here, a special guest, and, of course, President Bresciani and a host of NDSU alum for the big, big day. We're going to chat with the Challies, Bob and Chito Challey, after the announcement today, and there'll be we'll have a little video interview. That we'll have all full coverage on our website as well for this if it continues beyond 10:30 today, so it should be fun. We're chatting with Derek DePaul. He's an Alberta native, lives in North Dakota now, and he's leading the North Dakota contingency in the trucker convoy to Washington, D.C. Any questions or comments for him are welcome. By the way, if you have a question or comment for President Trump, our interview with him will be tomorrow afternoon, along with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. That will air Friday on the program. And we've had some great questions so far. We'll welcome others. 800-228-0550. All right. You can also call 24/7 if you think of a great question tonight, 855-200-1776. That's our 24/7 line, 855-200-1776. Okay, continuing our chat with Derek DePaul. So, Derek, I'm really curious just sort of about the logistics of all this and how you organize. I mean, in your case, you've got a plan of leaving Minot, coming to Bismarck, and picking up others. Are you guys... You know, how do you converse with other truckers? How do you get more truckers as part of this effort? How do you, you know, have people join you all the way to Washington, D.C.? How are you doing all this?
Most of us have been posting on Facebook, different sites and such like that. Obviously, Facebook has been shadow banning or outright eliminating specific pages as in the beginning of the entire process here. But... We also deal with Telegram, Getter, and such like that in case Facebook decides to continue to do what they do best and censoring us. It's definitely a process. We've got a lot of supporters getting out on the ground and getting everything out for us, flyers, and just getting the word. Most of it's word of mouth.
And doing this doesn't exactly put money in your bank account, doesn't put food on the table. So it takes a significant sacrifice. You know, that's not an easy decision. Is your whole family in on this? Do you feel like other truckers realize this will be a personal sacrifice, but it's the only way to do sort of what, you know, ultimately needs to be done to wake up America? And, you know, talk a little bit about the sacrifice.
Well, we are working to put together a... not necessarily GoFundMe, because that's about as corrupt as it gets these days and such, but we are trying to figure out a way to put together a fundraising program to assist the truckers with their trips. But it's not easy. I know my family isn't, they're supportive, but they're not happy about it, because I'm going to be gone for whatever length it takes to make this happen. I'm on the road as it is. I'm actually down in Oklahoma right now myself. But they understand that this is a whole lot bigger than just, you know, you or me. This is to help everyone. So when it comes to that, there was no question in my mind.
Wow. You know, I hope people understand the breadth of what this sacrifice is. And when you say your family's not happy about it, obviously they want you home and they want a livelihood, but they also, you say, are supportive. They understand that this is the wake-up call necessary. As I say, we're all truckers now. And I honestly think in this amazing time we've been in here, nobody seems to listen, right? I mean, these concerns have been there from every American, and you sort of scratch your head and say, how can this be, whether it's the border, whether it's inflation, whether it's the fight on the national front? And in Canada... at least, and a little bit in the, even on the coverage of U.S., people starting to say, whoa, wow, the border's closed. Well, why?
Yep.
Why is the border closed? Oh, these plants are going to have to shut down. Why? You know, and so it seems to be the only thing that actually can help, and truckers are so integral to everything we do. I mean, it moves commerce. Stores don't open without truckers, right? Hospitals don't get supplies without truckers. It shuts down everything.
Right.
So this could be the ultimate wake-up call. When will it end? What will cause it to end, Derek?
When we get it finally in writing stating that the government will never, in any time in the future, ever have the authority to control the bodily autonomy of someone else ever again. Because, yeah, they could go ahead and shut down all their current mandates and all that sort of stuff and say, hey, yep, we're all good people. No, we're not. We need in writing assurances and guarantees put in place. I'm not saying a constitutional amendment or anything like that, but it's on the table. It needs to be done. It needs to be enforced and without any question or hesitation.
Fascinating. Well, thanks for doing this. At great personal sacrifice to you and all the truckers. We'll stay in touch. And, again, your departing Minot, when?
We're departing at Minot at 10 a.m. at the Shots Crossroads to Bismarck at the Staymart, and then stopping for a bit in Fargo at the Petro on 45th.
What day?
March 3rd.
Put it on your calendar, folks. We'll follow it closely. Thank you, Derek. Derek DePaul, leading the North Dakota Freedom Convoy to D.C. on What's On Your Mind. More coming up. Don't go away. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.